At Tuesday's Phoenix City Council meeting, Vice Mayor Thelda Williams was worried about a new idea getting lost in the fray.
People are attuned to seeing certain things, and if it's different, they tend to ignore it.
But if anything, the two rainbow-colored crosswalks the city council was considering aimed to stand out from the crowd. The brightly colored crosswalks were requested by three nonprofits, the Phoenix Pride Community Foundation, 1 in 10, and Aunt Rita's Foundation. These LGBTQ supportive organizations promised to cover the cost of materials, installation, and maintenance for the new rainbow portions. Mike Poulton, representing the 7th Avenue Merchants Association, told the council the crosswalks are a great visual branding opportunity.
It would work well for the city to view this as an opportunity to develop the right way to do visually interesting crosswalks.
Luis Castaneda, a supporter of the Rainbow Crosswalk proposal, told the council the crosswalk would be an important symbol to the LGBTQ community at large.
I'm proud because my neighbors, my community, and the city has embraced me as a gay Latino. Here in Phoenix, we don't just embrace culture, we celebrate it. I invite all Five Nations to celebrate with the LGBTQ community, not just for the 4 days of Phoenix Pride and Rainbows Festival, but all year long with this rainbow crosswalk that does identify our community. For me, a Phoenician, to my bones, it would be a physical representation of the pride I already have in this great city. It grants all Five Nations a sense of place, belonging, and yet another beautiful thread in the amazing cultural tapestry that is this city.
And in case you were waiting with bated breath to hear how this vote went down, the city council did approve the two rainbow-colored crosswalks, one for 7th Avenue and Glen Rosa, and another at 7th Avenue and Portland.
And look for them in the next 30 days when they'll likely appear, after which city staff will report back to the city council about the project.